Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in on this Monday morning. We are back. Joe Ostrowski, Stan Panionovich, fresh from the week of Thanksgiving off. Back and ready to roll for the next 3 hours here on the BetMGM Network. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, thanks for checking in with us. Man, I mean, we were gone for a week, but there were so many things that were flipped upside down. It was a week of sports action, but what a week. A lot to go over, whether we're talking about the carousel in college football head coaches, the drama there, the same thing with the NFL, and we got the college football results and rivalry week, and it sets up the conference championships next weekend. We'll get to those numbers with the Monday morning market moves, our usual Monday segment. Sammy, how you feeling after the week off here on this Monday?
Oh, I feel great. 15 shows left. The first place team in the NFC is right on your chest. Come on, show the people. I saw it. I peeked it.
I mean, number one seed. Bear down. Bear freaking down. Look, we've pushed against it a little bit. We've talked about how they're a little lucky, and maybe they are. But, you know, even me, Sam, even the most diehard Bear fans, I'm like, look, what do you want me to say? When you go to Philly, I know they're a piece of crap team right now. But when you go to Philly and you make that team look like that, that was a game that a lot of people had marked off as an L all season long for this team. There were a lot of people that made a deep run in Survivor. I'm saving Philly. I'm saving Philly for Black Friday. How'd that work out? They dominated from the outset. Like, there was no stopping that run game. It's truly remarkable. Doesn't mean they're long for the playoffs. I think a playoff appearance, as I've been on record saying, that would be exceeding expectations. So the Bears are going to do that. They go over the win total on Friday, over 8.5. The Patriots have already gone over that win total. But that was impressive, man. I don't know that they can keep this up, but maybe the turnovers continue to happen. I can't sit here and say that Caleb was great. But you know what? The quarterback that's won a Super Bowl on the other side, he was worse. The Eagles are, I don't know how you trust anybody. Like, here's my big takeaway, and this is not just Bears related. I know we'll dive into the Bears angle, but it's more big picture. It's like, after that game, I'm like, oh, really? So the Eagles are the second best team in the NFC. That's what the numbers were telling us. That team is the second best team in the NFC. We've been watching them all year. They're not the second best team in the NFC. But who is? Who's not flawed? Oh, I know the least flawed team. The least flawed team in the NFC is the Rams. Hello, Panthers. I mean, it was crazy. This is a wild year. I think we are barking on almost, we're knocking on almost a half the league could win the Super Bowl. I don't think that's crazy.
I had to laugh out loud yesterday when bartender comes out of the chute, picks the Rams, And his text to me said, Carolina is going to get sledgehammered. And then Carolina wins outright as a 10-point favorite. Just a wild season, which we've chronicled a ton, since the ball kicked off in early September. Chicago did two things that impressed the hell out of me, though, on that Friday game against Philly. Mm-hmm. Number one, they stopped the tush push. Stopped it. If anybody can stop it, it'll be Chicago. And they ran for almost 300 yards on a team that just won the Super Bowl. Those two things on themselves are impressive. But you combine them together, stop the tush push, ran for 281. Not lucky anymore, Joe. It's not.
No. Point differential, fine. Turnover differential, fine. If you want to bring that up, if you want to say Caleb's first playoff once we get there. But the point is you're having that conversation. That there's a very good chance they win the NFC North. There's a chance that now it's up to them. They have a tough schedule the rest of the way. It's Packer week. You got the Packers twice in 3 weeks. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But, yeah, I mean, the Bears certainly one of the headlines from over the weekend. You mentioned the Rams. I mean, how about this? You've got on Thanksgiving days, let's call it Thursday, Friday, you've got two touchdown favorites, both lose outright. And then yesterday, a double-digit favorite, which can't be stopped against Carolina Panthers team, who looked awful the previous Monday. Bryce Young couldn't do anything. And Carolina, they just look like a different team at home. And the Rams win outright. That was impressive. We've talked about this for a number of years. It truly is a league in which you have to forget what you just saw. It's hard as a human to do that. It's very hard. But I just saw this happen. I watched the entire game for 3 hours. They're good. No, they're not. They're bad. No, they're just mediocre, and they might pop for a few hours, and it's probably going to happen next week after they look terrible on Monday night. Oh, like the Carolina Panthers. This league is truly remarkable. You don't know what's going to happen unless you're going against Max Brosmer. Then you know what's going to happen. Everybody saw that coming, man. Everybody. I'm mad I didn't put it in the contest. I bet it. I bet Seattle. I laid the lumber. Because I'm like, this guy ain't gonna. No, he's the third option. I've seen the other two options for the Vikings. They're pathetic. Don't come at me with he's the next Brock Purdy. Nope, I saw enough at Minnesota, and I've seen those other two quarterbacks that the coach believes are better than Brosmer. Now they're going to Brosmer against the Seattle defense on the road. Woo! Five turnovers for Minnesota yesterday.
The pick six was hilarious. He runs backwards 5 yards and then sort of underhand spins the ball right to a Seahawk who runs 70 yards, 80 yards, whatever, for the touchdown. I actually had Seattle in our Chicago contest, which, oh, by the way, I went 2-2 and I have a dog tonight. So you know what's going to happen there. I will definitely not cover. Because this year is just the year of 2-3 in the NFL for me.
Yeah.
Seattle, though, we're doing the show yesterday. Seattle gets bet out to 13. 13. And there was no real buyback on Minnesota, which was very telling to me. Because, you know, Nick's like, well, would you take Minnesota? I'm like, no.
Never.
Like, why would I be interested in a team that got bet from plus 8 to plus 12, 12 and a half? Pinnacle was at 13. And there was really no buyback. Like, there was nobody waiting to bet Minnesota. That probably would have happened if it got to 14, but it never did. It was 12, 12 and a half, and then one book was at 13. When a favorite gets crammed like that all week and there's no buyback, it's a bad sign. And then you look at the final score and you go, oh, yeah, 26-0. That makes sense. Why didn't I lay more Seattle? Because I'm stupid. That's why.
And Seattle did nothing offensively all game.
Nope.
Not a damn thing. They had 219 yards. And they still end up putting up 26. They double that point spread of 13, winning 26-0. If you stayed up for Sunday night football, you were in for a treat. I can't say it was a lot of fun all game, but the very end was a lot of drama. Washington gets the field goal to force overtime right at the buzzer. Broncos open overtime with a touchdown. Commanders, of course, get the ball back. They get a fourth down touchdown with a little bit of luck. There's some calls that went their way, but they did need to be called. They were egregious, whether you're talking about pass interference or holding, taking defensive linemen all the way to the ground. Like, those are going to get called every single time. But on the two-point conversion, Mariota drops back wide open, but he couldn't get it over Benito. Benito leaps, blocks it, ends the game. Washington cover. That was another game. I'm like, I should probably take Washington. Did I know? That one ends up going to overtime. But Denver wins 27-26. It closed Commanders +6. Mariota had a good game. Like I just said a moment ago, forget what you just saw. What we've seen, Mariota sucks. And then last night he throws for almost 300 yards against the Broncos.
Yeah. I was so happy last night at the end of the game because I have Terry McLaurin in fantasy. Everybody cares about my fantasy team, of course. So I need to win this week, basically, to make the playoffs. Like, if I lose, I can't make it. McLaurin catches
you on
the
repeat.
Touchdown.
I need to win this week. Every week. I need to win
I started 0-5, and now I'm 6-6. Like, I'm there. I'm right there. And I'm thinking, well, I need McLaurin to catch a touchdown. And then it doesn't look like it's going to happen, but oh, wait, we're going to overtime. And he catches the touchdown in overtime. So the final score right now, well, not the final score because we have a player tonight each. We each have 116.04. We are tied right now. I've got Tyrone Tracy tonight, and he's got the kicker, Andy Borogalis for New England. If I win tonight, Joe, over 500. Let's go.
Let's go. Get in there. You know, there was one result, well, another one where I was looking at him like, oh, why not? Why didn't you do it? That was obvious. Bills are cheap. Bills are three. Gotta
take
the Bills.
No, it's over. Season's over in Buffalo. Oh, that's what I've heard. Yeah, it's over.
Yeah. I've also heard you're an idiot if you don't have a Chiefs Super Bowl ticket. There's another loss on Thanksgiving, which we can get to as well. Yeah. Don't know that they're making the playoffs, even though I was heard they're guaranteed to make the playoffs. Yeah, they stink. Well, you know who really stinks? Aaron Rodgers. It's over, dude. It's over. It's sad. It was, you know, the end of that game, it just reminded me of guys that hung on a year too long. You don't want to be that guy. When you're a legend in the sport, hanging on at least a year too long, that's what Aaron Rodgers did this season. He's done. They're chanting fire Tomlin in Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh as a home dog of a field goal or higher, that used to be a standard play. That is no longer a standard play. But the Steelers are 6-6 on the year. I don't know that they make any change, but this is the first time that I ever remember saying, you know, even though it is Pittsburgh, I think they might make a change to move on from Mike Tomlin.
Bill Cowher, bring him back. Is that what they're going to do? Just bring
well, whoever they hire, they're going to be there for 20 years. Like that's the plan.
No doubt. I did not watch that game and come away impressed with Buffalo. I was more disappointed with whatever that was from Pittsburgh. It's a nice win because you need wins in this league, and now Buffalo is what 8-4. I'd much rather be in Buffalo's spot than a lot of teams in that AFC. So right now, Buffalo is the 7. Just a tiebreaker behind Indy on line 6, and then Pittsburgh on line 9 now, 6-6. But the Bills are right there, man, because their quarterback, when he's at his best, is very difficult to nail down. And look, you look at the Super Bowl picture. I just pulled up the BetMGM odds. Rams 1, Seahawks 2, Eagles 3. So three NFC teams in a row. Bingo, bango, bongo. And then Buffalo, 10-1 at BetMGM. I don't really have an argument. I don't know if you were to say, all right, you get Buffalo or you get any other team in the AFC. Like, not the field, but all right, the first pick in the AFC draft right here on BetSweats. You have the first pick. Who are you taking? For me, it's Buffalo. Like, I don't want any other team over Buffalo. Put it that way.
I don't know. They're all the same. Like, in both leagues, both conferences, they're all the same. Like what I was saying about the Rams, there was a time, yeah, if you, before yesterday, you say they're the least flawed team, and you see how flawed that they are. They can be. Well, Stafford was actually just turning the ball over. I'm serious. Like, in the NFC side, Chicago, LA Rams, Philadelphia, Tampa Bay, Seattle, Green Bay, San Francisco, Detroit, who's out of the playoffs, Dallas, who's out of the playoffs right now. What's the difference with those nine teams? Like, they all seem to be about the same. And then AFC, Denver, New England, maybe they get that one seed back if with a win tonight. Jacksonville, your division leader. Baltimore, your division leader now, thanks to Pittsburgh losing. Chargers, Colts, Bills, Texans are out. Chiefs are out. They're the 10 seed right now. Like, is there much difference? I was dead serious when I was saying, like, half the league could win the Super Bowl. Because I don't see that much of a difference between, like, your two, your three seed and the teams that are on the outside looking in right now.
The only difference is that I get the MVP of the league. I get Josh Allen, yeah. And you don't. That's it.
Yeah. Yep. 249 rushing yards at Pittsburgh. Bears, 281 rushing yards at Philadelphia. Impressive. Impressive run games for both of those teams. Joe O, Sammy P, we will preview Giants, Patriots, continue to talk about what we saw over the last week right here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Week 13 wraps with a Monday Night Football this evening. We'll give you a preview there. We'll hit more of some of the action from yesterday. Still a lot more to go over. Also, the Thanksgiving games, of course. There were some monster results there. Case of the Mondays later on this hour at 9:40 Eastern. Joe O, Sammy P with you on a Monday morning. We are back for the week here on BetSweats. Let's hit Giants-Patriots, man. With a win for the Patriots tonight, they are back to being the number one seed. For now, the Broncos are the one seed following last night's overtime victory against the Commandos. The point spread is 7. So you've got the 10-2 Pats hosting the 2-10 Giants. The Patriots looking for their 10th straight win, and the Giants trying to avoid their 7th straight loss. Jackson Dart does return under center. So that's a big storyline in New York. Those following the Giants, okay, we got our guy, our rookie. Dart is back. Let's see what he can do. For the Patriots, their offensive line's in shambles now. Will Campbell goes on IR, brutal injury last week, and you've got a quarterback that was getting sacked a whole lot, Sam, a whole lot, and now he's missing his blindside guy in Will Campbell. It's going to be veteran Lowe. I just know Lowe. Like at sometimes he was, remember early last year, he was good. And then he started dealing with an injury and he was god awful. So I'm sure the offensive line, very worrisome to Patriots fans laying 7 tonight.
Is that Bedarian Lowe? I think that's his
Bedarian
name.
Bedarian Lowe. Yes.
He's the guy that was just getting cooked a couple years ago. Because I was working at Nesson at the time, and the Patriots were really bad that year. I think they won 3 games or whatever, 4 games. And He was just horrible, horrible. So good luck with that. I took 7. I did not think we were going to see 7.5. I did not. So incorrect on my part, but now you can take 7.5 if you're so inclined. Unfortunately, if you're going to take that hook, you got to lay the juice. You got to lay $1.18 at BetMGM or $1.20 at other books. I'm content with my 7. After what we saw last night and how great Denver has been to that point, you're just paying a premium. Anything you want to do, New England money line or side, you're going to pay the tax. And that's why Denver was almost a 7-point favorite last night. That's why New England is a 7.5-point favorite tonight, because of what they've done, not because of how healthy they are. And understand that. So the one thing the Giants can do, you would think, get pressure. Get to the quarterback. At least throw him off timing, off rhythm. Now, if the Giants score 7 points, they're not going to cover. But I like this Kafka-Dart combination. And I think Kafka, after we saw last week, the things he had cooking in the vault with Jameis, what do you think he's got with Jackson Dart, who's just a more versatile quarterback? He can do more. Even though he's younger, he can do more. And a lot of RPO, a lot of throwing on the run. I'm intrigued to see what they can do tonight. And I do think they can hang around. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say the Giants are going to win the game, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, we just saw multiple teams that were, you know, touchdown favorites or more either struggle or lose outright yesterday. It's not impossible, even though the Giants were 2-10 on the season and 0-7 on the road. Have not won a road game this year. Now go to Foxborough, right? But the line is an issue for the Patriots. And I don't think New England's going to be able to run the ball the way that they have been running the ball all season long. So I took 7. I did that on Thursday or Friday. I can't even remember because the days all run together on holiday. But I do have the Giants. No thoughts on the total. And as I said off the top, I need a touchdown or more from Tyrone Tracy, who I see plus 235 to get into the end zone tonight.
That's a good debate there with the New England run game. What are they going to be able to do with a beat-up offensive line, but you're facing a defense that is awful at stopping the run? And we've seen some pretty good teams at home, no chance at stopping the run over the weekend. Those teams ended up getting smoked. Now you have a Patriots team that can run the ball, and you got a road team that can't stop the run. What are we gonna see here? Not quite sure. What'd they do with Henderson? 60.5. That's the rushing yards total. 14.5 attempts, 60.5 on rushing yards. He's minus 110 for an anytime touchdown there. You mentioned a team in the Giants that can get pressure. You're right. They can. Burns has been awesome. And it's mostly Burns. Like, that's the surprising part. You've got Thibodeau. Like, he's had a couple of good games. Abdul Carter, I'm still waiting on his first sack of the year, Sam. We are still stuck at a half. When half the year, this guy's your favorite for Defensive Rookie of the Year. Why? I have no idea. But that they finally made a change there. But Burns has 13 sacks. Is it 13? Yeah, 13 total sacks this year. The next highest on the team is 3. 3. So it's Burns. That's the guy you've got to watch out for. Drake May has taken 37 sacks. That is the fourth most in the NFL. I'm thinking he's going to climb higher on that list after today. Cam Ward, 48. Geno Smith, 46. Justin Herbert, 38. Drake May, 37. So there's a decent chance that the Giants can get to the quarterback, especially with a compromised offensive line. One score games. 6 of them for the New York Giants. Any guesses on their record in one score games this year? 6 games.
Well, considering they have 2 wins, I'm going to guess they're 1-5.
Very good. They are 1-5 on the year. So the one score games, overtime loss at Dallas, overtime loss by, no, it wasn't overtime. It was a 1-point loss at Denver, tough place to play. They lost at Chicago, a 1-score game. Dart goes down to an injury. Then they couldn't do anything offensively. Their last game, overtime, at Detroit. They should have won. So these road games, these tough road games, they're keeping them competitive. Right there with Dallas, right there with Denver, right there with Detroit, right there with Chicago. So why can't they keep it within 7? I think they can as well. That's where I'm at. And you look at these last few games, what's happened. I mentioned that Chicago game week 10. You had the Dart injury. Daboll gets fired after that game. Then they face Green Bay. They lose by 7, a one-score game. They're fighting for Kafka. They should have won last week against Detroit. The Lions were very lucky to get out of there with a win. Super fun game to watch, 34-27. Jameis was coming up with miracle play after miracle play. Do we think Dart can't do that? Dart's better than Jameis. And Jameis had them playing to these one-score losses over the last couple of weeks. Giants are going to be able to score. They've been averaging 24 points per game in Dart starts. So I think they get to at least that number. That's how I arrived at taking the plus 7.
I think the range is more wild with Jameis. His ceiling might be higher as a passer, but his floor is so low as a turnover machine, as a guy who throws bad interceptions, who takes bad sacks, where Dart, even as a youngster, is a little more consistent. And his floor might not be as high. Like, I don't think he's going to throw for 300 and 3 touchdowns, but I also don't think he's going to have the bad Jameis game. I'm talking about Dart, of course. So that's what I'm sort of hoping for, that Dart and Kafka can do some things, especially in the RPO. You can get that running game going. It opens up a lot with Dart, not only for him to be able to run and then throw on the run, but the play action game as well. And we've been talking about the Giants for weeks, though. Oh, they don't have any receivers healthy. And then, you know, some guy comes out of nowhere and has 95 yards. So I'm not too concerned. As I said, already bet the Giants. And man, when you look at that money line price, 3-1, that's intriguing. Because, again, you're paying that New England tax because of the Patriots' record and how many games they've covered. I mean, this is one of the most profitable teams in the league. Easy. Hands down. So, okay, we're going to make the spread 7.5, and we'll make the money line almost minus 400. So if you're inclined to look for value, the value's on the Giants side, on the spread and on the plus 300. Also, let's go back to Carter for a second. Defensive rookie of the year, he's 20-1. Now, I don't want to go there, but remember his price coming into the season. He was 2-1. And most importantly, remember his sack number. Abdul Carter, first few weeks of the season, plus 115, plus 125, plus 135 to get a sack. Joe, I see a plus 190 tonight on Abdul Carter, over half a sack. How do you not think about that one? If we're talking about buying low, this is the definition of buying low. Now, you want to sell high on the Patriots as 7.5-point favorites? I get it. But if you're looking for something to buy low on in this game, you're looking at the guy who everybody said was the rookie of the year favorite. He's now almost 2-1 to record a sack.
I'm laughing because this morning when I was thinking about this game, I typed in Abdul Carter into the prop shop as well. So we were thinking the exact same thing. If it's going to happen, this would be the spot. A beat up offensive line. Everybody's saying he sucks, doesn't have any sacks on the year. That's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, is it going to be Carter or is it going to be Thibodeau? Which one? You saw a Carter price at 2-1. I didn't see a Thibodeau price. And he's got 2.5 sacks on the year. Maybe he gets there. Burns, I'm not laying a price on him. Yeah, he's the most likely guy. He has 13 sacks, but it was like minus 138. Drake May takes sacks, man. He takes them every week. So, and he takes a number of them. So I don't think that's a bad idea if you want to go that route. A couple minutes ago, you mentioned the RPO with Dart. I think that is the most fascinating angle to this game. Because for 2 weeks, we've sat here, many people have been saying, okay, when Dart gets back, they're going to try and coach the run aspect out of him, which I think is very comical. So you'd imagine Kafka's been in his ear saying, look, man, you can't do this. You can't keep doing this. And Kafka knows he has no shot at the head coaching job if Dart gets hurt again, if he's running wild like he's done his entire career. But guess what? In college, they were telling him the same thing. And he didn't change. I have no reason to believe that in the heat of the moment that he's going to change and he's going to throw the ball away. He's going to play like he's always played. He's going to play the way that got him to the league. So the prop for Dart with rushing is 5.5 attempts and 27.5 rushing yards. Very curious to see if that ends up in the room with Dart returning tonight.
We will really find out a lot. This puzzle will be put together when we get the room, which we will do later on in the show. I also Sorry, hand up. I have no idea what the room did. I don't even know if anybody on the show knows. I shouldn't throw that out there because we were off last week. But I got a bunch of texts and DMs. Who's the room like? I'm like, don't know. Sorry, I'm off.
I checked.
I don't know.
I checked in college. I think they actually had the first winning week of the year. Because
really?
It was 2-2, and then the Bama game was pending. Bama covered, right? Or no, they
Bama
did they?
Covered barely. Yeah, barely. Because they went to the touchdown end. In the final minute or so. And yeah. On 4th-and-2 or 4th-and-3, they threw the passing play for the touchdown and then kicked the extra point. 1-7, I'm pretty sure. So that would have been a cover, but barely.
And I think in the NFL, they had a winning week too. But they were on the Broncos, which was another side to go Commanders last night. But yeah, they were on the Niners. They end up covering. I remember that. I want to say 3-2. I'll double check on that. But I don't think it was a bad week. I don't think it was your typical bad week, but it was right around 500, like flip a coin. Okay, the Bama game was left. What are they going to do? We'll check on that. But your typical college weeks where they absolutely suck did not happen. All right, so we're both on the Giants. We're taking 7 on the dog. If you can get 7.5, go ahead and grab it. I see 7.5 at Pinnacle. BetMGM has 7.5.
Yeah.
DK at 7.5. FanDuel. Blue Book. Yep. Okay. Yeah. The respected books are at 7. And a lot of the books that our listeners and viewers bet at, they can get 7.5. So take 7.5.
That's no doubt. I did see this, by the way. This is a different game, but it's worth bringing up. Odds Logic just popped up an injury notification that Justin Herbert is available for Monday's game, against the Philadelphia Eagles. So he did leave that game. I honestly think like that guy would play in a wheelchair if he had to. So I never thought that. the guy played with a broken hand a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So maybe Madison Beer put some of that witch potion in a bowl and dunked the hand in there. I never thought he wasn't going to play. So Justin Herbert upgraded to available Monday night at home against the Eagles. Chargers a 3-point home dog.
Did you see Mason Crosby just push him over yesterday?
Yeah.
He was yelling, and then Crosby just came over after a play and just shoved him to the ground. Like, shut up, dude. That's enough out of you. But yeah, no, he re-entered that game with that injury. It's different. Yeah, Herbert and Rodgers, the non-throwing arm injuries, like, yeah, different stages in their life. One can deal with it. One certainly cannot. So, yeah, no, the Chargers, they went easily over the Raiders yesterday, 31-14. God, the Raiders suck. God, they're so bad. And I don't even know what to think about Genty. Like, he's running 2 yards per carry on a regular basis, but he has no offensive line. Bowers is remarkable. Did you see that second touchdown catch at the end of the game?
Mm-hmm.
He just picked it up off the ground. Remarkable. And just a wasted talent right now in that dumpster fire of an organization. Case of the Mondays next. Joe O. Sammy P. here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Three more chances, Case of the Mondays, at least here on the BetMGM network. So I was just sitting here this morning before the show. I'm like, oh, what is my Case of the Mondays? There's been so much going on over the last week. I was thinking I didn't have much. And then, like, as the show is getting closer and closer, I'm like, yeah, you know what? This pisses me off. That pisses me off. So I got a few things, Sam, that I want to bring up for Case of the Mondays. I know we're going to end up running out of time, and maybe we're going to save some of it for some of our other stuff moving forward over the next couple hours. But where do you want to start with your Case of the Mondays here?
Guess who spent 3 hours in urgent care Thanksgiving morning?
Thanksgiving morning.
So as people know, I was back in Chicago. I flew in Sunday, did the You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff show Sunday, and then went out with the boys all day. And then Monday I wake up with like a ringing sort of a pain in my right ear. And for those not watching the show on YouTube, Stadium, Twitch, I have over-the-head old-school radio headphones on. So my ear starts to hurt Monday, and I don't think anything of it. Tuesday it's worse. I take some ibuprofen, pain goes away, comes back 6 hours later, take some more ibuprofen. Wednesday, it's worse. Like, it really hurts, just hurts. And I'm not really jamming anything in there because the pain is really bad. Thursday morning, wake up, whatever had grown in my ear had popped. And there's just blood all over my right ear, right here.
Oh.
So, go to urgent care, get there at 9:30 in the morning, Thanksgiving morning. What a treat. Get into the waiting room. Nurse asks, well, how's your holiday season going? It's just great, toots. Thanks for asking.
I'm looking at you.
Thanks for asking. Can we talk about my job now? So after, you know, hour and a half, somebody finally comes in and they look in my ear and go, oh, what's happening? Well, you had an infection that morphed into a cyst that then popped.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, so is this on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad? We don't know yet. So then they basically go get a Windex bottle with a stem, and there's a bunch of like saline in this bottle, and they just blast me in the ear for 10 straight minutes. Fill me like a balloon with water. Spray me to flush the ear out, and then it drains into a bucket, and we do this for 10, 15 minutes. And then, oh, we might as well do the other ear. Because there's some blockage there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out there's a busted cyst, and the doctor says, what do you do for work? I said, well, I host some radio shows. Do you wear earbuds? Yes. 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. Not anymore, you don't.
Damn.
So I got the kibosh, no more earbuds, and it sounds like earbuds are just not good for people. And that's unfortunate to say out loud because I do like my earbuds and I have my wired earbuds over there on the table.
Yeah.
But from now on, apparently, old school stereo headphones, the old Sonys that we used to wear when we were doing terrestrial radio. Yeah, these are the ones I used to wear at WGN.
I got one of those. I was thinking the other day I need to get a new pair because this one's falling apart. But
well, that's the first thing I did on Black Friday. Buy a pair of Sony over-the-head headphones. That was my Thanksgiving Friday. My overweight, fat, you know, all I did was eat Wednesday, Thursday. Now I'm deaf in one ear. Just a tremendous Thursday, Friday. Happy Thanksgiving, Joe.
Damn. Did you learn anything else? Because I wear earbuds every day. And you hear things that they're bad for you in a number of ways. And it sounds like you're going to say the actual insertion into the ear is bad for you. Like some people say, oh, the waves, whatever. Who the hell knows? We're all going to die anyways. It's just a matter of how and when. But like, how bad is it? Do I need to go? Like, I know they have like the wireless ones too, right? Over the over the head ones, like I guess the Beats maybe. I think those are, I think they have wireless available there, but we should not be doing the earbuds. Did you learn anything that you could share with the class?
She basically said earbuds are the devil in so many words.
The devil?
So she didn't say that. I'm being hyperbolic, as one would do after to be in the urgent care for 2 hours and 45 minutes. She said earbuds are just not good for you.
It's
and people don't
problem.
Clean them. And there's if you have buildup in your ear and you keep jamming earbuds in, how many times? I mean, every time we go to break, we take them out for the most part. So you take them out, you stick them back in. And you do that how many times a day times how many days a week. And if the earbuds aren't clean, I mean, how many times you clear your – I mean, I'm asking rhetorically. I don't want anybody to answer this. I guess if you're driving around listening, you can answer out loud. But, like, how many times do you clean your earbuds? For me, I don't know, every 2-3 weeks. Like, get in there with a paper towel and clean them off. But then, like, sometimes it's maybe a month. And everything that's in your ear then gets jammed into your ear and gets pushed deeper into your ear. Mm. So that's what it was. It was an infection. Luckily, it stayed on the exterior of my ear and didn't get, like, inside, didn't rupture the drum or anything. Yeah. But I can't hear out of my right ear still. And they gave me this cream that doesn't work on top of the 3-hour visit.
You didn't notice a change after they cleaned them out and drained your ear. You didn't notice?
No. I felt like I had water in my ear for at least 2 days because the sensation of them basically imagine a super soaker getting blasted in your ear for 15 straight minutes. Even though the water's not in there, it feels like it's in there. I felt like I was walking around weighted because I had, you know, the perception that there was water in my ear. It's just a bad experience, man. But yeah, I'm probably not going to use earbuds anymore. Now, my doctor also says don't drink as much, but kiss my ass. Like I will part with some things. I am not parting with that. But no, I'm going to start wearing these over the head headphones for the rest of my life, I guess.
Were you asked the question, how much alcohol do you drink?
No, this wasn't that kind of appointment. It wasn't a checkup.
Never
it was
know.
An urgent care visit.
Never know.
Enough to party is usually what I say. Usually when the doctor asks me that, enough to party.
Yes, I'm not giving you a number, dude. You don't want to know that number. It's going to haunt you. damn. Sorry you had to deal with that. That sucks. But I was wondering when we popped on why you were with those headphones, and now I have the explanation. I just thought you were changing things up a little bit, but there you are. It's more comfortable, I'm sure.
It feels great.
Really comfortable.
Feels great.
There you go. All right, good. Very good. Where do I go? There's a number of directions I could go. You were in town. You saw the snow we got. God, it sucks. Dude, it's November. And, you know, I saw a video, and it was very humorous, about a guy that was shoveling, and he's being filmed by his wife, and he's just going off. As he's shoveling, just going off about his ancestors. And he's so right. You can live anywhere in the world. Why did they choose here? Why did they choose here? Come by the No, we can be by an ocean. No, let's go by this stupid lake and let's deal with the snow and let's eventually die of a heart attack when we have to shovel every winter. Like, it was very good. You kind of forget how bad it is. Not so much the shoveling. I invested in a snowblower a few years ago, and actually my wife loves doing it. Go ahead. Have fun. Just the weather was not fun over the last week. If I'm going to bitch about something, I would say the weather. Because not only do you have that, the driving, and then I was reminded yesterday about how scary it is, how close. It doesn't take much to have a wipeout. At any turn I was making yesterday on the roads, just dealing with this weather, and it's November. I purchased a 7-foot Grinch that is on the front yard that lights up. He was knocked over in the snow. He had to get dug out. The kids are big fans of him. Like, there's just so much going on with the weather. There's people that are not going to pick up their dog poop. They're just going to leave. Oh, it's in snow. It's fine. I don't need to pick up. Yeah, well, it's going to melt eventually. And then you're leaving dog crap on somebody else's lawn. And then, you know, we've been gone so long. The leaves, man. I spent 2 full days picking up leaves. I think I texted you. There were 16 full bags that I was throwing out. No joke. No joke. So many leaves. Got them all up. After doing that for 2 full days, and by the way, that machine's an awesome. The mulcher, how they do it, fantastic. My back was hurting because we've got a massive yard. So the day after I finished that, huge windstorm, massive. Sam, it's like I did nothing.
Come
because
on.
Because all the leaves in the whole area ended up on my front and in my backyard because the winds were crazy. For about 24 hours, we're talking about 50-mile-an-hour winds. Leaves are blowing everywhere. Now all the leaves that were just hanging on the trees, those are all knocked off. All the neighbors that never picked up any of their leaves, they're all now on my property after I spent 2 full days, 16 full bags of leaves off of my property, waiting for the garbage men to be picked up, and now I've got leaves everywhere. And now it snows.
God's plan.
So I couldn't get to them either. Ridiculous.
God's plan.
Why do I bother?
Great plan.
Why do I bother?
I think you should just go out there with a handgun and just shoot at all the leaves and just see what happens. Empty the clip.
I was close.
What do you do now? You just blow them back? Is that what you do? There's no way you pick up and fill 16 bags again. No way.
Well, it's all snow outside. I can't do anything anyways.
Oh, so we're back to the Paul Aspen plan. Just let the snow take care of business and figure it out.
I didn't want to go with the Paul Aspen plan, but I was left with no choice. It was not the plan. I did the work. And then because of the Mother Nature, I'm going with that plan. Unless the snow melts quickly, which I don't think is going to happen because I was looking at the weather over the next 10 days. I don't know. It's supposed to be a bad winter. It's already been a bad winter, even though we're not at winter. It's going to continue for months and months and months. We'll see. I got a lot more case of the Mondays I didn't even get to. We'll get to it over the next couple hours. Joe O, Sammy P, our guy Jason Lockenford drops by next Monday morning. Market moves. Also next hour, NFL and college here on BetSwitz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.